This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about barriers to medical care. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. More than 100,000 people in the United States will have been diagnosed with colon cancer this year. This disease is very treatable and curable when it's caught early. The problem is, not everybody gets screened starting at the recommended age of 45 years old. Colonoscopy is the gold standard test to detect early signs of cancer, but it's invasive. It's a multi-step procedure. That's why doctors in Philadelphia are focusing their efforts on expanding access to a screening that's easier to complete. Nicole Leonard has more.
Kimberly McNeil says there were signs for years that something was wrong with her grandmother's health.
She would walk around and she had a stomach that protruded almost like as if she was pregnant, but nobody knew why.
She remembers that her grandmother, Sammy Lee Brewer, didn't eat very much.
But she didn't explain that to anyone and she didn't really ask any questions. And because she didn't complain, we didn't ask questions either.
It's only in retrospect that Kimberly can recognize the symptoms for what they were, colorectal cancer.
She was already in stage four. It had been going on for quite some time, and she just didn't realize that that's what she had.
Sammy was in her 80s and had never had a colonoscopy. In fact, Kimberly says it was rare for her grandmother to visit any kind of healthcare provider. She was too busy raising a family and working long hours as a live-in housemaid in Philadelphia.
And she never really made time for her health. And even when she retired, I think because she just didn't really feel sick, she was one of those people that didn't go to the doctors if she didn't feel well. She just kind of grinned and bared it and just kind of pushed through.
But even for people who go to the doctor's office more regularly, a colonoscopy can be a lot. It's an outpatient procedure typically done in a surgical suite or at a hospital. The night before, you have to drink a concoction that helps clear out the bowel. So that means hours of running back and forth to the bathroom. During the actual procedure, which involves a camera traveling up and through your colon looking for polyps and tumors, patients are sedated, so they'll need somebody to take them home afterwards. All of this means to get a colonoscopy, people need time, transportation, a job with paid time off, and health insurance. Even then, Kimberly says that's only half the battle.
Then it's the fear of doing it. You know, there's a general fear about what that's like.
She says that can be especially true for people who've suffered harm and racial discrimination when seeking healthcare services. Colorectal cancer disproportionately affects Black people in the United States. They are about 20% more likely to get the disease and 40% more likely to die from it than most other racial groups. Screening rates among Black, Hispanic, and Asian people have gone up over time, but still remain lower when compared to white people. To make screenings more accessible, physicians at Temple University Hospital in Philadelphia are turning to a simpler, quicker method, stool-based take-home tests. In the check-in area at the Temple Digestive Disease Center, people are sitting in plastic chairs waiting for their names to be called. Some of them are here for colonoscopies.
So we're going to have you in room 3.
We're in one of the surgical rooms. At the center is a hospital bed. A big monitor hangs down from the ceiling. This is where gastroenterologist Jessica Briscoe looks at video of a patient's internal organs as she guides a scope through the colon. But by the time some of her patients make it here, they're already showing signs of advanced disease. Jessica says this is where fecal immunochemical tests, FIT for short, can help make a difference.
This program is used to touch the entire community, and I think that that's what it's going to do. So FIT testing, colonoscopy, the best screening test is the one that gets done, and that's what we're trying to do.
These are easy-to-use test kits that people can take home and perform themselves on their own time. Patients collect a tiny stool sample and then mail it off to a laboratory for testing. Some FIT kits even provide rapid response, immediate results at home. Internal Medicine Chief Resident Rishab Khatri says it's an alternative screening option for patients with a low risk of colon cancer, meaning they don't have a family history of the disease or active symptoms. Research shows that these take-home kits are effective in detecting signs of cancer, even at early stages.
It really eliminates all the steps of, you know, having to come in, taking a day off of work, drinking the prep that can be cumbersome, and it really puts every patient on a fast track to prevention.
The take-home stool-based test kits each cost about $24 commercially after insurance and discounts. Internist Claire Robb says that makes it a cost-effective option for health systems to buy and distribute on a large scale. They have distributed between 500 and 600 free kits so far.
There is no real rule that says we can't hand out fit tests in the lobby and we can't hand out fist tests in our subspecialty clinics. And there's really no reason we can't hand it out to our inpatients.
Claire says that's the real game changer, creating access to colorectal cancer screening in places where it didn't exist before.
It's this idea that you don't have to fit in the lines. You don't have to have an established primary care provider to have access to this. And that's, I think, the single greatest thing that will lower the access bar for the population.
To ensure that people complete the tests, health navigators follow up with patients by phone, multiple times if necessary. They ask if tests have been completed, answer any questions, and confirm and record the results. When someone gets a positive stool reading, they get scheduled for a traditional colonoscopy as soon as possible.
So if our average colonoscopy time, you know, is a few months now, we have been able to get all of those patients either to Dr. Briscoe right away or straight to colonoscopy within 2 weeks. So they're really triaged. They get to the top of the list because, you know, they're sicker and that's how we do it.
Kimberly McNeil wonders if things would have turned out differently for her grandmother if she had access to a stool-based test kit or if she got a colonoscopy earlier in life. When Sammy Brewer received her late-stage diagnosis and considered a long road of surgery and chemotherapy, Kimberly says she decided against treatment. Sammy died at 87 years old in Camden, New Jersey. Kimberly says her grandmother's case led her family to prioritize preventative health care, especially screening for colon cancer.
When I turned 45, I literally had an appointment for my colonoscopy 2 months later. Like, it was very, very important to me that I was a walking, living example for what I talk about.
After a career as a social worker, Kimberly now works for the National Colorectal Cancer Alliance. For The Pulse, I'm Nicole Leonard.